Good morning, Popeyes.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. Am I calling on business, sir?
Yes, you're calling me. Yes. How may I help you?
Okay, the reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you have a few minutes to participate on the survey?
Oh, sure. I like surveys. Sure. Issues affecting my community and the nation. Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, brother.
All right, sir. And first, just to begin with, what is your zip code? Just to make sure we're talking to the right person.
My zip code is 17403.
Okay. And and just for qualification purpose, what is the year of your birth?
My year of my birth is 4/30/99.
Just the year is fine.
Oh, 1999.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Okay, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Oh, something else. Some days I'm a male, some days I'm a female, some days I'm a bitch. So whatever you...
Okay, which one we want me to put down? It's up to you.
Oh, male. Try male, because most days I'm a male.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, yes. I wasn't able to vote at that time.
Not eligible. I'm not sure, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Oh, Spanish origin.
Yes, you are. Would that be Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican, or another Hispanic heritage?
Chicano-American.
Okay, Chicano-America. All right, so and what is your race? Would you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Or white,
Hispanic,
black, or African-American?
Latino.
Spanish, Latino. Okay, thank you. All right, so are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Oh, no, I'm registered to vote.
All right. Okay, as you may know, there will be an election for offices like the president, U.S. Congress, this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and how do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2024 general election? Would that be voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Voting by mail. All right, sir, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make, you know, changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means, you know, the black community has a lot of power, 5 means it's neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I said 5, neutral. I mean, I think everyone has power. Every vote counts. Every vote make up the complete number.
All right, thank you. And please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number.
10.
All right, 10. All right, so now I'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you neither warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, 0 means that you very cold and unfavorable. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that person, you know, the people or groups, please indicate as well. The first
okay.
one would be Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
8.
8. Okay. Tim Walz.
8.
8. Okay, Mark Kelly.
I'd say about a 7.
7. Joe Biden.
Oh, he did his part. I said about a 7 with him.
7. Okay, Josh Shapiro.
I like Shapiro. 8.
8. J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance. Listen, I don't know too much about the guy, but I give him 6.
6. Okay. Donald Trump.
5. He showed me what 5. He can do, and he showed me what he can do. He showed me what he's capable of. So I give him a 5.
All right. What about Barack Obama?
Oh, I would give him a 8 back in his days. He just did some great things.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10, you know, in the past month, please rate how worried you been about each of the following. Okay, you say 10 if you have been very worried, 5 been somewhat worried, 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one would be the crime rate in my community. Not worried at all, somewhat worried, or very worried from 0 to 10.
I would say 50-50, because I'm a prostitute, and I have to worry about the crime rate if I'm standing on the corner for too long late at night.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
Well, a 7 on my greatest night.
A 7?
Yes.
All right, what about inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
Yes, I would say that's a...
Not worried.
I would say that's a 8.
8. Okay, election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
I would go as 0.
0, not worried. Okay, fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
I think it's become an educational issue. So I think it's a 50-50.
So what number would you give it?
5.
5. Okay. What about the availability of resources for K-12 education?
7.
7. The banning of Black history?
7.
The affordability of housing.
7.
7. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
9.
9. Okay. The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
10.
10. Okay. Racial profiling among police.
9.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming, you know, more restricted.
9.
Dependable transportation system.
7.
7. And voters suppression in the 2024 election that, you know, makes it harder for certain people to vote.
6.
6. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, I missed one. Let me see which one it was.
I'm losing my patience. All right. How many more questions we have?
Okay. I missed one question. The conflict in Palestine. How worried are you? Not worried, somewhat worried, or very worried?
Not at all worried. I would say that 3. I think, 3. To be honest, I think what Benjamin Netanyahu doing with some terrorist group attack his people, and he's going off of them one by one and eliminate them. America should learn a couple of things from that.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent third party or undecided?
Donald Trump should have no get nowhere close to the White House whatsoever. We see what he can do when he doesn't win what he gets what he wants. So I would not vote for Donald Trump just because of what he did or he encouraged to do. So, of course, I'll vote for Kamala, give her a chance.
All right. Democrat Kamala Harris. Hey, is it more, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
More up against Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee, you know, for the Democratic Party, but it's assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully resources the nomination for the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote? No, makes no difference, or somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
It makes no difference at all. If they bring a common sense person there, if the Republican did have a common sense person and not Donald Trump, I would have voted for him because we see what the Biden administration does to pricing in this country. But I cannot put Donald Trump nowhere close to the White House.
Okay. All right, compared to last month, okay, are you feeling about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Makes no difference, somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
More favorable.
Okay, more favorable. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interest of people like you by, you know, a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Absolutely a lot better, a lot more.
All right, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot, because she was into that field, so she know what it takes into that field. So absolutely.
All right, sir. And for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think, you know, it really describes Vice President Harris somewhat, describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her, okay? Locked up people. That should not have been. Really describes her, somewhat describes her a little bit, or really does not describe her?
Really does not describe her. We know that there's no perfect system. So there's people that, some people is going to get locked up that shouldn't be locked up. So ain't no perfect system.
All right. Governs with kindness and compassion.
Describe her, yes.
Would that really describe her somewhat?
Yes, somewhat describe her.
Somewhat describe her. Okay, is progressive.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Okay, really or just somewhat?
Really.
Okay, is a political insider.
Really.
Okay, fights for people of color.
Really?
Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy.
Well, yeah, I am going to know. I don't know. That somewhat describes her.
Somewhat describes her. You
got one more question.
Represents the black community.
Really describes her.
Okay. All right, sir. We almost done. Okay. I only have maybe a couple minutes left, and we should be done with this survey. Just give me a chance to finish it up. Okay. I'm gonna read it real fast. That way we'll count. Because if we have don't finish, it won't count. Okay. I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris for each of the following traits. I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or makes no difference. Okay. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Would that make you more or less favorable or no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay, as a CA Attorney General, Kamala Harris refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that, you know, bans same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Would that make you more or less favorable or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, Kamala Harris is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American woman elected as District Attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be a nominee for Vice President by a major political party. Would that make you more or less favorable or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, Kamala created Open Justice, on, you know, an online platform to make abuses of power and deeds of the, you know, hands of police officers available to the public to improve public accountability. Would that make you more or less likely or much less favorable or no difference?
No difference.
All right, and the last one say Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met, you know, in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association. Would that make you more or less likely, more favorable or less favorable or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, so and again, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
All right, thank you. And, okay, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. But you can choose any number.
5.
Five. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but the November 2024 election for president will held today. For whom would you vote? Would that be Donald, Republican Donald Trump